the style that we'll start out with is called Hume. Basically, the distinction between these three styles, the easiest distinction you can make is based on register, and this one is in the middle register. Hume is the name of the style. It's a medium register with subtle harmonics softly sounding over the drone. Maybe we'll continue with Sagut. If you can't sing Hume, you can't sing Sagut. And what Sagut is he's taking the Hume style and he's dampening the lower note or the fundamental and increasing the higher note, so it sounds almost pure overtone. And it comes from a Tuvan word that's related to the Tuvan word meaning to whistle it. The third style is called Gargara, and you'll be able to tell how this is kind of the third, you know, mutually independent style. Physically, it uses somewhat of a different technique, or the base of it is different. It shares some of the techniques from Kume and Sagut, but it also features this low, rumbling fundamental tone, but then also by changing the shape of his mouth, he gets very high flute-like harmonics. It can be compared, like Ian's parents once did, to the growling of a yak. That's the three major forms. There's two kind of sub-styles, which sometimes get included in the major forms, called a Zangadir and Borbangadir. They could also be classified as ornamentations of some of the major forms. One of them is a clicking sort of stirrup sound, and one of them is a very interesting rolling sound. It's very beautiful. It's like kind of bubbling water. And then each personal performer often has their own various other styles. You know, it's a very personal thing. A lot of room for variation.